Vegan for the pure in mind.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
You have to take care of the whole country, not just a group of people. First, your country has to be strong and stable. Then you can let other people in and take good care of them. If you are also down and low, then you cannot take care of your own people, not to talk about outside guests.
Please, keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Bon Bini means welcome in Papiamento, one of the official languages of Aruba. My name is Sandra. The compassionate residents of Aruba are grateful for your determination to create a heaven-like paradise on earth by spreading veganism and promoting peace for all beings. Aruba, a sunny Caribbean island, is a constituent country of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Blessed with both spectacular beaches and rugged coastlines, Aruba is home to more than 100,000 people of over 90 nationalities. The island is a treasure trove of natural diversity. Half of all the lizard species in the world are found in Aruba. Of special note is the beautiful blue-green Aruban whiptail, a friendly lizard that is also completely vegetarian. Arikok National Park is home to the whiptail and other protected lizards. It also features limestone caves that contain rock paintings made by the peaceful Arawak people in ancient times. Arubans are known for their happiness and friendly smiles. Music and dance are part of daily life, with weekly festivals celebrated with everything from waltzes to calypso tunes. Plant-based eating is also coming to the forefront in Aruba. Several resort areas highlight fully vegan menu options, while the website veganaruba.com offers up-to-date information on all things plant-based on the island. What's more, the veggie website Happy Cow reports that Aruba has the highest number of vegan-friendly restaurants for its population in the Caribbean. We were happy to share glimpses of picture-perfect Aruba with you, sweethearted viewers. May God shower you with an abundance of blessings for befriending all animals as family. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honor One, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Chin Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Chin Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Chin Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Chin Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, June 6, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Chin Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled Moving Towards a More Consensuous World, Part 7 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on June 6, 2021.
I want to protect my life so that I can do the work that I'm doing. Even then, not without risk.
Yes, Master.
That's why if I don't tell you where I am, what I do, please understand.
Yes, Master.
I don't have anyone to protect me. Because if I do, they will also disturb my peace.
Yes.
They might stay around and then wishing to see me or sneaking around, and that makes me more nervous.
Yes, Master.
I have learned to keep to myself is safer than to be with others, because sometimes I cannot trust not everyone.
Mm. Yes.
Even disciples, some are low levels, easy to be used by their karma or by maya or their own lowly desire or whatever, or influenced by others or whatever. I just have to be protecting myself. And for that, I have to work quietly.
Yes, Master.
The way we are doing right now, we're discussing like this, is also protecting the present and the future children somehow.
Yes.
Because if everybody else keeps silent, then they continue this way and the church will be full of evildoers.
Yes.
Because like attracts like, and they see how profitable, how prestigious, how powerful to be a priest in the church and do anything they want.
Yes.
Including murdering children, abusing them, molesting them, threatening them. See what I'm saying that, huh?
Yes, Master.
Oh, so, it's very nice of you to think that way, but this is what we're doing, the best we can already.
Yes, Master.
Okay, anything more?
Master, it would be good to have another leader back in political power like Trump, who is backed by God to be able to fight these people.
Yes.
Because at the moment, the political situation without him in the U.S. seems to be going the wrong way.
Yeah, that's what I think. But at least something softened, okay? I'm trying hard to work through them also. Very hard.
Thank you, Master.
Harder than with Trump. So you can see some progress,
yes.
Okay? I tell you some examples. Like the Palestinians is peaceful. You see that?
Yes, Master.
Softer position. And with the Iranian, not blowing up.
Yes, Master.
And with the Korean, at least they contact and want to discuss.
Yes.
And also with Taiwan, they're sending senators, bipartisan senators, to go to Taiwan, even though China opposed.
Yes, Master. Mm-hmm.
Saying that just to keep the relationship, the support, and continue with the Trump policy. Because normally it was Trump who enhanced the relationship with Taiwan, who showed open support. And now, normally they didn't want that, but now they're following Trump's policy where it was left off.
Yes, Master.
So that is something.
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Takes a lot of work. It's not easy to influence humans' minds.
Yes.
You know that. It's not even easy to influence your own mind.
Yes.
It has its own mind, no? So I'm also glad that you continue to be the master of yourself, that you continue to work for Supreme Master Television to help the world. For example, in this case and that case and other cases.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, we can only keep doing. And the result comes or not comes, that's not always in our control.
Yes.
But you can see a little bit of results. You see that?
Yes,
okay?
Yes, Master.
So what I keep telling you now, yeah?
Yes.
And also the present administration, they also are not so like spoiling China or other countries, even though it's more benefit to them. So it seems like they are continuing many of President Trump's policies, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, some steps, except the immigration policy. Yeah, it's probably too late, but never mind. That was in the beginning, but now it seems like they're going in a little better direction, yeah? A little bit. Hesitantly, but a better direction. So somehow it works, okay, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Trump is better, of course, because he signed a lot of money against child abuse and human trafficking, especially children trafficking. But that's not enough. You have to see to the root cause of it. Because if the symbol of God, the church, is rotten like that, then other people will be influenced to do the same.
Yes, Master.
Or join inside to make it more evil, more permanent. Because if the church doesn't do anything, that means they accept it. They're condoning this kind of evil practice. And so they will attract more evil. And more bad people will come to become their workers, their priests, and make the church become Satan. Instrument. You can see that?
Yes, Master.
And the church has a big influence in world politics even. So can you see how harmful it is to the whole world, not just to the children, not just to the reputation of the church?
Yes, Master.
You understand why I don't sleep well over this, apart from every other thing. All right. Any more? You are good today. You are very engaged, and I like that. Tell me, if any more questions or opinion.
We hope all the wrongdoers will be brought to justice, Master.
Yeah,
as
me
this
too.
Thing is coming out more, and people are apologizing openly now.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so. I hope not just apologize, but go to the bottom of it and get rid of it once and for all.
Yeah.
Yes.
If the cancer is not operated upon and treated, it will go all over the body. That is our world.
Yes.
If the church is not clean, clear, and purified, then this evil will spread all over. Because the church is everywhere. They are all over. Everywhere.
Yes.
So this evil practice is like an example. And also the energy of it will affect the world, affect world peace.
Yes.
Yes.
affect the world, moral, virtues, and the faith in God.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, because they are very powerful. They are influencing everything, from politics to anything else, yeah? Commercial, business, and economy, everything.
Yes.
So if the church is evil, then this will spread all over, you know, like a cancer, untreated. Will spread all over the body, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Mm.
If they don't do anything, then I don't think the church will exist long. Or it will be full of evil doers in the cloth of holiness. Just like in the Bible, it says, beware of the wolf in sheep clothing.
Yes.
Yeah, this is it now. This is the wolf in the sheep's clothing now, in our time. What else would you call that, huh?
Yes.
It's truly pure evil.
Master, there's a problem with the U.S. immigration also, and there are many children that have been split up from their families, and this maybe is also causing some problem with vulnerable children. And so I understand now why Trump was supportive of keeping the borders closed, because children should be staying with their families and protected and not split up like this. And there's so many problems with the border, or so many immigrants coming in, and it creates vulnerable families and is creating more vulnerability in the society.
Yeah, I know. And children are unaccompanied.
Yes.
And not all of them have family in the United States even. They just throw the children. This is encouragement for children to be sold, to be bought, to be molested. It happens already.
Yes.
And to be infected. And to be thrown over the borders, or to be left behind because they cannot catch up with these smugglers.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. One boy, I heard that.
¿Ah?
Me fue a ayudar.
¿Qué pasó?
Es que yo venía con un grupo de personas y me dejaron botar y no sé dónde están.
¿No sabes dónde están? ¿Te dejaron solo?
Fue claro, me dejaron botado.
¿Te dejaron solo botado?
No,
¿No vienes con mami o con papi o con nadie?
¿Ah?
¿Vienes con tu mamá o tu papá?
Nadie. Yo venía en un grupo que venía de entrega con usted y al final me dejaron botado y venía aquí a pedir auxilio.
¿Te dejaron botado y te dijeron que vinieras a pedir auxilio?
No, yo vengo porque si no, ¿por dónde me voy a ir? Allí voy a dejar y tal vez me pueden robar, secuestrar o algo.
¿Te pueden robar? ¿Tienes miedo? Okay.
One story, that's a single story, but you cannot trace all the stories because there are many more left behind or dying in the middle of the journey, drowned in the river. You see, in that kind of makeshift little boat, yeah?
Yes.
Little raft or whatever. And that will also make the system, make the American infrastructure and economy kaput. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's just coming, there's no organization, nothing. And they spend millions already trying to take care of this. You have to take care of the whole country, not just a group of people. First, your country has to be strong and stable. Then you can let other people in and take good care of them. If you are also down and low, then you cannot take care of your own people, not to talk about outside guests.
Yes, Master.
So it does look like Trump doesn't have compassion, but it's the opposite.
Yes, Master.
It's the opposite. You have to do things properly. Like this, the children just come in thousands, and there's nowhere for them to stay properly, and they sleep on the floor with emergency blankets. They don't have enough food, I heard.
Yes,
and being molested like that. Also in the news, yeah?
Yes.
That they had to move the girl somewhere else and resulting in the death of some person already. Self-defense, you know? Maybe like that.
Grace
peaceful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 7 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Refraining from Intoxicants, Religions Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, Part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your days be meaningful and filled with love.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/VMD.
Vegan leader, exemplary leader,